Well, yes, indeed. I spoke to the family on Saturday afternoon. They're obviously devastated. This family would have been in the potato business all my life, and all their equipment, everything, including potatoes, 120,000 tons of fertilizer, all up in smoke. So obviously they're now in a position where they have to start again. And of course, over the winter months, many of the potatoes weren't dug. They were just starting to do that now in the hope that some of them could be salvaged. So it's very much tragedy upon tragedy.
And John, as you say there, yeah, it's a tragedy for the family. Have you spoke to anyone from the Fire and Rescue Service? I understand that the fire's been treated as suspicious.
Well, yes, indeed. I've spoken to the fire service and thanked them, because there were implications in this for the wider community. Obviously, with that huge volume of artificial fertilizer, there were serious issues for the local community. And I think the fire service very bravely went out there and dealt with it, give people the advice they needed to keep their windows open and so on. I have also spoken to the PSNI, and at this stage it's just too early to say if in fact the fire was malicious or sectarian or anything like that.